today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Congratulations to all of you, dear brother and sister, in faith and in humanity. So Eid Mubarak. Tuesday is today, 2nd of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Retri Calendar, 12th of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Retri Calendar, and the 1st of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar.
Eid is here, yes I can feel all the joy and happiness throughout the year. Allah's blessings on everyone, pleasing all the daughters, pleasing all the sons. Eid is here, so make dua, a chance for all to celebrate.
The way of bidding farewell to the holy month of Ramadan. Despite all its auspiciousness and happiness, Eid al-Fitr puts us in a feeling of eagerness and regret. On one hand, we are proud of passing divine exams and fulfilling His commandment, but on the other hand, we are so sorry for missing the period full of the blessings and assistance of Allah. By the arrival of Eid al-Fitr, Ramadan leaves us, and our eyes will be gazed to its return till the next year. This parting, this noble month, is well felt by those who experience the pleasure of fasting, breathed in the blessing and forgiving atmosphere of this month, and who were delivered from evil of the Satan.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host. Eid al-Fitr is a time of joy and celebration, but it is a joy rooted in gratitude and moderation. It is not merely a worldly festivity, but a spiritual celebration that reflects the balance between worldly pleasures and religious devotion. While Eid is a time for enjoyment, Muslims are reminded to celebrate in moderation, avoiding extravagance and excess. Different cultures have unique way of celebrating Eid, including special foods, clothing, and customs, all of which add to the richness of the festival. Eid al-Fitr is also a time for reflection and setting new goals. After a month of intense spiritual activity, Muslims are encouraged to carry forward the lessons of Ramadan into their daily lives. The discipline and self-control practiced during Ramadan should inspire continued personal growth and
ethical behavior. Eid serves as a reminder to remain steadfast in faith, uphold moral values, and strive for excellence in all aspects of life. The philosophy of Eid al-Fitr can be summarized in some factors. First is gratitude, acknowledging Allah's blessings and expressing thankfulness for His guidance. Second factor is unity, strengthening communal bonds and fostering sense of belonging. The next factor is charity, ensuring that joy of Eid is shared with all, especially the less fortunate ones. The next factor in the philosophy of Eid is joy, celebrating spiritual achievements with happiness and moderation. The next factor is renewal, reflecting on personal growth and recommitting to a life of faith and righteousness. Eid al-Fitr is a much more than a festive occasion. It's a profound expression of Islamic values and principles. It encapsulates gratitude, unity, compassion, and a spiritual renewal, serving as a reminder of the deeper purpose of life. By celebrating Eid, Muslims not only mark the end of Ramadan, but also reaffirm their commitment to living a life guided by faith, kindness, and moral integrity. Thank you very much, dear listeners, dear brothers and sisters, for staying tuned and listening to us. Till our next show, I'll leave in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Eid al-Fitr in Hadith. In some Eids, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "This is Eid of the One. Allah has accepted his fasting and worships. And every day in which Allah is not disobeyed is Eid." Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him, looked at some people who were happy and laughed. Then he turned to his companions and said, "Allah the Almighty created the month of Ramadan as a field for the competition of His creatures, so that through obeying Allah, they excel each other towards His happiness. Some excelled and won, and some left behind and lost. Thus, it is so surprising one who is frivolously playful and laughing on the day the good doers are rewarded and those who fall behind lost. By Allah, I swear that if the veils are removed, the good doers will engage in his good doing, and the evil doer will be taken captive in his evil doing."
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of Eid.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alayhi salatullah, alayhi salatullah.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. We have left the month of Ramadan. In the previous nights, we prayed, offered charity, and attended lectures. What will happen now? Eid is not just a ritual that provides us with an excuse to enjoy ourselves. It represents important values, and participating in them, we seek to please the Allah Almighty and attain nearness to Him. Eid al-Fitr is a great day of festival for Muslims. It's a day of rejoicing and being happy. But for whom? Is it the day of rejoicing for those who simply put on new clothes and wear perfume? Or is it a day of being happy for those who were eagerly waiting for the release of the greatest enemy of mankind, Satan, from his captivity, so that they are averse to committing sins? Unfortunately, some Muslims abstain from sins during the month of Ramadan, but come Eid, they go back to what they were before. Just as when a person goes to a college or a university, and at the completion of his course, he receives his award marking his achievement, we must understand that the holy month of Ramadan is a spiritual university where we are being trained to achieve taqwa or piety. The day of Eid al-Fitr is where Allah is awarding us for our achievements.
Kindness in our hearts, when all the fun starts, exhilaration. Smiles everywhere, delight in the air, jollification.
أما بعد فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم قال عيسى ابن مريم اللهم ربنا أنزل علينا مائدة من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين صلوات عليك. When we talk about the importance of Eid, basically this is indeed a celebration. And we know that, you know, I don't think we need to elaborate on that. It is obvious that Eid is celebration. And this is where we see that Islam is not a religion which is only talking about sadness. There are moments of sadness in our life, also in our history. We have commemorations, but then we also have the events which are of a happy kind. And there we are told that we celebrate them. And so this is where we, you know, this concept of happiness or sadness, commemorating the events or celebrating the events is part of, you know, human nature. And we see that even in Surah Ma'idah, interestingly, you know, Surah Ma'idah, the fifth surah of the Quran, the word Ma'idah means sufra. You know, the tablecloth that you put for the food, that is Ma'idah. And that surah is called Surah Ma'idah because of this dua of Prophet Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam in ayat number 114, where he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and says, Allahumma Rabbina, O Allah, our Rabb. Now, after Allah even saying Rabb had a meaning there. Allah is the proper name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God. And Rabb means somebody who provides for us. He's the nourisher. And that's how you have the word, you know, Murabbi or Murabbiya for the father or the mother or those who raise you. You know, from the same root. And so he's emphasizing that Allahumma Rabbina anzil alayna ma'idatan min as-sama. O Allah, send a tablecloth, you know, for us from the heavens. Now it doesn't mean it will come empty, huh? Ma'ida comes with, you know, items on it. So that تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا, so that it will be a moment of Eid and celebration. The word Eid comes in there. According to the Christian tradition, this refers to the last supper of Jesus. Well, we might agree or disagree with that. It's irrelevant. But the point is that Isa ibn Maryam asked of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send, you know, food on that day for him and his disciples.
Congratulations for this great achievement. Eid Mubarak and Fi Amanillah.
Feeling so good, smiles and greetings everywhere. Eid Mubarak to everyone out there. Whole families, they gather and celebrate. Today's the day, so come on, no time to waste. Sometimes the world takes us so far, though miles apart. Today you're in my heart, Eid al-Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid al-Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate.
let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate, celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.